If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom that won't leave you feeling like you just sat through a lecture on ancient philosophy. I'm Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something absolutely essential, especially when life feels like it's throwing curveballs left and right. Embracing inner strength. Ever feel like you're constantly battling external forces, those little are sometimes big? Things that try to knock you off your game. You know, deadlines looming, traffic jams acting up, or maybe even just a friend canceling plans last minute. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you the key to weathering these storms isn't about changing the storm itself, but about strengthening the anchor within? That's where inner strength comes in. It's not about being superhuman, it's about cultivating resilience, self-awareness, and a damn good attitude that lets you ride the waves instead of getting tossed around. Now, before you picture some stoic mountain man living off lentils and reciting ancient texts, let me assure you, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. Stoicism is actually about embracing your emotions, understanding them, acknowledging them, but not letting them control you. It's about finding that inner compass that guides you even when things get shaky. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that unbreakable inner strength. 1. Control what you can. This one's a game changer, folks. We can't always control the external world, traffic jams, bad weather, people's opinions, ouch. But we can control our reactions. When faced with something frustrating, ask yourself, what can I actually influence here? Focus your energy on what you can change and let go of what you can't. It's like that saying, don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly jumping from thought to thought? Mindfulness is about bringing yourself back to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? It sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful for calming the mental chatter and finding that sense of inner peace. 3. Embrace challenges as opportunities. Think about those moments when you felt truly proud. Usually, they come after overcoming a tough hurdle, right? Challenges are inevitable, but they are also opportunities to learn, grow, and become more resilient. Instead of fearing them, view them as stepping stones on your path. 4. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we do have can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things: a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a supportive friend. This gratitude practice helps build inner strength by reminding us of the beauty and abundance already present in our lives. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one's crucial. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes or setbacks, but remember, everyone stumbles. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and suddenly, everything goes haywire. A major project gets delayed, your boss is stressed out, and your email inbox is exploding. You could easily feel overwhelmed and lose your cool, right? But with inner strength, you take a deep breath, remember to focus on what you can control, completing your assigned tasks efficiently, and calmly communicating with your team. You even find a moment to offer support to a colleague who's feeling the pressure. See? Inner strength isn't about being unbreakable, it's about having the tools and mindset to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a positive attitude. So, what's your takeaway from today's episode? I want you to think about one small thing you can do to cultivate inner strength this week. Maybe it's practicing a few minutes of mindfulness each day, taking a moment to express gratitude for something specific, or simply choosing kindness over judgment in a challenging situation. Remember, building inner strength is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort and self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards, peace of mind, resilience, and the ability to face anything life throws you away are absolutely worth it. Keep growing, keep learning, and keep striving for that inner badassery. Until next time, stay stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.